Today's daf is Nazir daf Ches, and we are on daf Ches Amud Aleph on the top, the last daf of the first perek of Kol Kinuyei Nazirus here in Maseches Nazir. And the Mishnah starts off with other lashonos of acceptances, and we are not 100% clear what the kavana of the Nazir is, so that is why there is a machlokos, if it is one large Nazirus accepted, or it is many Nazirios accepted. Says the Mishnah, Harini Nazir Kisei Aroshi. I am a Nazir like the hairs on my head, which is a finite amount, but it's kind of infinite if we try to count up. Uka Afar Haaretz Ukechol Hayam. Or I'm a Nazir like the dirt of the land, Kechol Hayam, like the sand. So what does a person mean when they say that? Is that one big Nazirus for that many hairs on my head, or dirt of the sea, which basically means you're a Nazir for the rest of your life, one big Nazirus? Or does that mean separate Nazirios, which is a big kula, because after each time you'd be able to get a haircut and bring karbanos? So which is it? The karbanos might be a chumrah, because you have to be machmer bring the karbanos each month, but which is it? Says the Tanakama, Hareze Nazir Olam. You're a Nazir Olam, which means every month you're another Nazirus, 30, 30, 30, 30, right? Meaning each hair or each sand particle is a separate Naziris. Harez Nazir Olam Umagalech Achas L'Shloshim Yom. And we assume that he can get a haircut once every month. Tosfos says, Tosfos is printed in the bottom of the previous Amud, Pirish Naziris Harbe Kibel Olav. That's what we assume according to the Tanakhama. He accepts when a person says, my Nazirus is like the dust, like the earth, like the hair. He was mekabel many Nazirios, like the Afar Haaretz, Ukechol Hayam. That is what Tosfos says. If you look in the Rush says he has a suffix about the Karbanos. This Rush now is printed on Ardaf. Rush says about 10 lines down into Ardaf, Vaha Misafkali. Im yirtze la amod b'nazirusso below havas karbon zman gadol v'rak shelo yavar b'balta acher al karbonos shenischayiv. What if he doesn't want to bring it the day of day 30? Right, he has to be in Yerushalayim. He has to send his karbonos every month. Now gets a little difficult, right, for the rest of his life. Right, so what if he wants to wait a little bit? He'll wait till Pesach. He'll wait till Sukkot. Is he allowed to delay bringing those because he's still in the state of Nazirus? He's just not in the next Nazirus. Right, we know the next Naziris can't start until you finish the previous Naziris. That's why Bizman Hazeh, I don't know if we mentioned already, Bizman Hazeh, if somebody accepts the Naziris Bizman Hazeh, there's no way getting out of it, because you can't get out of it without Karbanos, and we don't have Karbanos Bizman Hazeh. So that's the Rosh Hashayla. What if, can you stay being a Nazir? Im Arishus B'yado, Midi Dahavi Naziris, Shehishlam Yimei Naziruso, Sheyachol Lahashos Karbanosov, Ubevach Liyavar Bata Acher. Can you do that? Can I just delay with my karbanos, and then I'll be part of this previous month's Naziris? What's the difference between this one and the next month? Oh, Dilma, or no? Kiva Chakiba love Naziris kal yamav, chayv ulahashlim Nazirizu miyad, ulahaschil acheres. No, you got to do it as quickly as possible. You said a Naziris per month, so therefore you got to finish this month at the end of the month and start the next Naziris. V'hadas no tekach. And I'm no te to say the second way. Meaning, if you accepted to do this each month, then each month is its own obligation. Kiva chakol yamav hu mechayim nazirus ein lo la'acher mi lahashlim kol ma sheyachol. So you shouldn't delay it. Right? Interesting. It could be. How do we look at all of these different nazirios? Are they still connected? You accepted them in one kabbalah. So you might say there's a little flexibility in terms of delaying. It's not just a regular Naziris that you accept or not. It's separate Nazirios, like the Rosh's Nota, and one cannot push off one by delaying the present one. The Rambam, and based on the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting classic Minchas Chinuch question. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Naziris, in Parak Gimel, Halacha Vav, he quotes the concept of Naziris Acher Naziris as follows. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Shtei Naziris. Somebody accepts to be two. O Shalosh, O Arba. Harei Ze Nazir Kiminyan Shamar. Kol Naziris Mehen Shloshim Yom. Right, as many Naziris that you accepted, you're a Nazir for 30 days. Ubisov Kol Shloshim V'Shloshim Migaleach Umevi Karbanosav. At the end of each one, he gets a haircut. He brings his Karbanos. Umaschil Limnos Naziris Shnia. And he starts the second one. Afilu Amar Hareini Nazir Meya Elef Naziris. Even if somebody accepts 100,000 Nazirios, That is the Rambam basically quoting our Gemara, but he adds in the specifics. You get a haircut, and then you bring karbanas. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. 1 minute. We know. We're going to learn later on. We don't know yet. We're going to learn later on that the haircut is not ma'akev. Not ma'akev. So, asks the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samaches, Sif Dalit. I read in the Lashon. Hine, imze, he quotes this Rambam, and he says, the Kesef Mishnah says that's Pashut, there is this Rambam. Vihine, im ki ze, Pashut odas, Rabbeinu Kesef Mishnah, ani bani is daiti, any mavens over ze. I don't understand this, because we hold, as we'll see later on, in the Rambam and the Gemara, a nazir that brings us karbanos and had zrikas hadam, he's already allowed to drink wine. Vitiglachas, he mitzvah, ve'ena ma'akeves, the haircut at the end of Nazirus is lechachila. It's not a din leikuva. V'im lo gilach yom ze migaleach acharkach afilu lizman meruba l'kayim ha-mitzvah. You could delay it. It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah l'chachila. V'nechzi anan. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, if the Nazir brings his karbanos and does not do tiglachas today, that he has a mitzvah to be migaleach later on, and he's makabel o naziris. What if somebody's a Nazir, he brings his karbanos today, and he doesn't get around to getting a haircut for 3 days, but tomorrow he already accepts to be a Nazir again? So that's part of the dilach adchilo, to throw his hair under the dud of the shlamim, right? That's part of the talich. But we'll see that the glachas is not ma'akeves. So asks the Minchas Chinuch. Let's say in that case, if he accepts another naziris before he gets the haircut, he can't get a haircut yet. He has to do his second naziris and delay the haircut. Bevadei also l'kayim mitzvos gilach b'mei nizro ki tiglachas asur l'nazir va'overim gilach ba'asei v'losa asei k'mevor b'rambam ve'ein asei d'giluach yachol litchos asei v'losa asei d'kayim olan ein asei d'ocholosa asei v'asei. And therefore, in our case where he accepts a naziris one after another, you should skip the tiglachas. Right after you finish one naziris, we should make you bring the karbanos, and that's it, because another naziris starts right away. There's no moment in time. We had that day of the Meiri couple of days ago that you could drink in between. We don't paskin that way. It's one after another. V'yim kein kan, the take of chala alav nazirus shnia, hainu, in the case of nizrak alav echa min adam im duter nazirus rishona, take of ba'oso rega chala alav nazirus shnia, de'ein rega mafsik. V'yim kein hech mevur, the b'chol shloshim yom, maybe karbonosov u'magaleach. Given the take of Acher Karban Rishon, after the first Karban Rishon, Hutar Minaziris Rishona, Chala Alav Shnia, and that's his Kasha, which he does not answer. Why do we allow Tiglachas in these cases of Naziris, one after another, if Tiglachas is not Ma'akev? So there are various answers suggested to answer up this Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. The some Achronim answer based on the Malbim. The Malbim in Parshas Naso discusses that the Isser of Tiglachas Nazir is only by Tiglachas Tam. There is no Isser of Tiglachas for a Nazir if it's L'shei Mitzvah. We're going to get to this B'nai Shalom later on too. What if you have a Nazir Mitzora? Mitzora also has part of his Tara ceremony to get a haircut. So we'll learn about that. If a Nazir becomes a Mitzora, or a Mitzora accepts to be a Nazir, about the haircut. Suggest the Malbim, the only Isser of Tiglachas is Isser Tiglachas Tam. But Tiglachas Mitzvah is Mutter. Don't know what to talk about. Tiglachas Mitzvah is Mutter, and therefore, of course, he could get a haircut, even though his second Naziris is going to start. That's one suggestion. Others might say, they say based on the Chazon Ish at the end of Ibn Ezer, that you're right, it's not Ma'akev, but if you still have the chance to do it, you should do it. Even if somebody's not ma'akev, we don't say you skip it. If you still have the chance to do it, you're in the process of finishing your first Naziris. So you finish the first Naziris, even though if you hadn't, you would still be okay. And the first Naziris would still be would be finished, and you'd be able to start the second Naziris. But if you can finish the first Naziris properly, you would still say you can do it. You don't only do things that are ma'akev, right? Even if it's not ma'akev, I still have the heter to do it. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says in the first line that if somebody accepts to be a Nazir, like the hair on his head, like the dirt of the sea, so then that we assume that means many, many Nazirios, one after another, and therefore we treat him like a Nazir Olam. Not a Nazir Le'olam, a Nazir Olam, which means every month he gets to get a haircut and bring the karbanos. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe argues, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Ein Zeh Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. No, I think this is one big Naziris. You don't get a haircut once every year, whatever. You count up the hair on your head, oh, impossible, 100,000, or the dirt. So you're one long Naziris. That is what the that is what Rebbe holds, right? It's not separate. Nazir Echaz Arucha, that is Rebbe Shita. Ve'ezehu Megalech Achaz L'Shloshim. According to Rebbe, when do you ever have a separation? When do you ever have many Nazirios accepted? Ha'omer Hare Alai Nazirus. Kisei Aroshi Ka'afar Ha'aretz Kechol Hayam. You got to use the plural Lashon, Nazirus. As far as somebody says Nazirus in the plural, Lashon Rabbim, so then we say it's each and every month accepted a separate one. First part of the Mishnah, that's the Machlokas. Next, Hareni Nazir, other unclear Lashonos. The Rambam here also explaining the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe's Lashon is Ein Adavar Kein Avalu Nazir Olam Veinu Megalech Ela L'Shnei Masar Chodesh. The Rambam's Lashon. V'Acher Sh'ama Hareni Nazir Nischaber HaNazirus. So we'll have to see that in the Gemara in terms of whether Rebbe says it's every year or never. Next part of the Mishnah. Hareni Nazir Malei Abayis. I'm like a Nazir, like my that house over there, the full house over there. Full of what? Not clear. Full of elephants, then it's not too big of a Naziris, right? Maybe one, right? Full of mustard seeds, could be a lot of mustard seeds in a house. So which is it? Somebody just says, like the full house over there. Omale Hakupa, or the full basket, right? Which is it? So we're not sure. Both can also, so we check. We ask him, Im Amar Achas Gedolo Nazarti, if he says one big Naziris, so then Nazir Lamed Yom. One big Naziris, so we assume it's Nazir Lamed Yom, meaning, and what he means is, just one big, right, this Naziris is to me, it's going to be major. It's going to have a major effect on me, but he doesn't mean literally, and that's why he says Nazir, he's only Nazir Lamed Yom. If we say that's what he means, if he accepted one Naziris. V'im Amar Stam Nazarti, but if he says Stam, what does Stam mean? However the rabbis interpret my words. That's what I wanted. I didn't have any specific kavana. Right, however they interpret, whatever they think I was thinking. So then, Rowan Esakupa, Kiilu Himalaya Chardol, V'Nazir Kol Yamav. So we see the basket, we see the house as if it's filled with tiny little things, and he's a Nazir his whole life. Right, so that's the Machlokas, whether we are Machmir or Mekel in this regard. You look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, on top, Haredi Nazir, Mali Abayis, Mali Akupa, Pirish, Bayis Reikonis, Okupa Reikonis Lefanav. He has an empty house and basket in front of him. But we don't know what he means, even though it's empty now. Both can also, Im Amar Achaz Gadol Nadarti, Nazir Shloshim Yom, Pirish, Naziris Achaz Nadarti, Vadakar Mali Abayis, Da Aricha Le Milsa. It's going to be so difficult for me, as if it's as long as whatever fills up this basket or this house. And you're only another Shloshim Yom. But if it's Stam Nadarti, so then you view it as if it's full, even though it's not full now. It doesn't have to be full now. And therefore, we are Machmir in this regard if he says Stam Nazarti. That is part two of the Mishnah. Part three of the Mishnah. Hareni Nazir Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. I'm a Nazir from here till that city. So what does that mean? So we assume Omrin Kama Yame Mikan and Makom Ploni. How long does it take to travel from here till that city? Im Pachos Milamid Yom. If it takes less than 30 days to get to that city, Nazir Lamid Yom. It can't be less than 30 days, so 30 days. Vim Lav Nazir Kaminya Yamim. And if it takes 45 days to get to that city, then he's a Nazir for 45 days. Whatever it is, Kaminya Hayamim. You know, one might ask here the question that is asked in other areas of Halacha: do you go by how long it takes to walk there? What if one lives in a time period where one doesn't have to walk there? It takes 45 days to walk there, but it could take an hour to by train, or it could drive, or plane. Right? If somebody says, already Nazir, like the other side of the world, so in the days of old, maybe that meant forever. But in Bizman HaZeh, what do you go by? Right? We had this discussion by Hilchos Netzilos Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha discusses it. You have to go ad parsa. You have to go a certain amount to look for water ahead of you, a certain amount behind you. All different areas of halacha have these shiurim. So there the discussion is, do those shiurim change? You go 18 minutes? That's what you say, or it is automatically, or you say no. In a time where you, in 18 minutes, you could go a lot more, so you have a chiyuv to go a lot more. Or backwards, right? That's the Shiloh. See here too, right? What would you say? Poskim don't really discuss it here, but it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. But how would you determine this distance? Right? That would probably have the same type of discussion like we have there. So that's Mikan Malkam Ploni. Last section of the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Keminyan Mosachama. I am a Nazir like the days, like the minion of the solar year. Keminyan Mosachama. So Monet Naziris Keminyan Mosachama 365. That's the Naziris. 365 days for his Naziris. Omar, how many is that? 365 one Naziris for 365 days, or 365 consecutive 30-day months? So it's going to be clear from the next line of the Mishnah that it's consecutive 30-day Nazirios. Look at Tosfos right across from where we are. Kiminyan Yemos Achama Mona Naziris Minus Achama Dahainu Shin Samachei Chadashim Yihyeh Nazir Naziris Achar Naziris. But he says, I'm a Nazir like the minion, right? Umagaleach meitayim, maybe carbon. Kivet the kamar kaminyan mashma Nazirus, velo Nazirus arech. We'll see in the Gemara, you say the word minion. Minion means numerous, right? That's what you say the word minion for, which is 30 years, as we'll see. 30 years, right, of Nazirios, one after another, because every year is 12 Nazirios, so you do the math, so it's 30 years of being a Nazir. It's not like we think 365 is like, oh, nobody's going to live that long. But we'll see. Right here, it's 365 times 12, or divided by, right, it's 30 Nazirios. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda justifies this. Ma'isahaya, kivich ish lemeis. I saw it. There was a story that somebody accepted to be another Kaminyan Mosachama, and right when they finished, they died. The end of these years. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda brings a Ma'isa to prove. The Yerushalmi here says, has a Lashon, we'll go to Yerushalmi, spend the Shem today. Yerushalmi here says, what's the message of Rabbi Yehuda? The Naziris was the schus that was keeping him alive. Right when he finished his Naziris, that was it. Says the Yerushalmi, Tani b'shem Reb Yuda, Ro'i haya zelamisa, ela shetalta lo Naziruso. His Naziris saved him. Sometimes he had a schus, says the Karbana Eda. Mitzvah Naziruso, amdalo shechai kol hashanim eile shenazar. Shema minach, sav Reb Yuda, mitzvah linda renazir. Okay, that's the Yerushalmi that says it was this Naziris that saved him, right? So obviously he's probably taking the Yerushalmi is taking a Ramban type of approach to Naziris. It's a good thing. It can protect. It can lengthen a person's life. That is the Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rowan es akupa kilu meleachar dov nazir kol yamav. What did we say in the Mishnah? If somebody has an empty house, somebody has an empty basket, but says, I'm a Nazir like this basket, like this basket being full. So what does he mean? So we ask him. So if he's Mako, in what he says, we Mako. But if he says, Nazir, Nazarti, Stam, so then we view it as if it's full. So ask the Gemara, so why do we view it as if it's full of mustard seeds? Like we ask. V'yamai, V'lechzi, Kilu, Malaya, Kishuin, V'diluin, V'tavi, Le'takanta. Why don't we view it as it's filled of bigger than seeds? It's filled with gourds. Right? It's filled with melons. Right, so then it'll be a certain Naziris, but it won't be Naziris forever. So what Vitevile Takanta? Right, it's much worse to be forever. I mean it's not worse, much more chamor. So Amr Chizkiya Bimachlokes Shinuya. It's really a machlokes, our Mishnah's issue. Rabbi Shimini, and our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Shimon to Amar. Adam Machnises Atzmo Ledavar Shesveko Chamor Rivadai. Would a person in accepting something in Halacha? Right, accepting some Kabbalah. Would they, is the umdana that even if the situation of Suffolk would be more chomer than Vadai, they would still accept that. Would they? Or wouldn't they? Because in this situation, the Suffolk is more chomer than Vadai. Why? If we're not sure which Naziris he accepted, we are not going to let him bring the Karbanos and end the Naziris because of Suffolk, Chulin, Ba'azara. Right? Maybe he's not a Nazir. Maybe his Naziris is not up yet. Maybe he should be a Nazir much longer, and therefore these Karbanos are Chulin. And if they're Chulin, this is an Isra of Chulin Ba'azara. So that's why that's a case of Suffolk. If Vadai we knew So then we knew, and then whatever, it's over, bring us karbanos. But in this situation, Safik is much more chomer than Vaday. That's what Tosfos says. In the first couple of medium lines in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Shaydei Safik, in our situation, Ye chomer lo, it's more chomer. Me'ilu kibo lov niziris Vaday. Kemoshin bebiru lachar dol niskaven, if he for sure had mustard seeds in mind, mona niziris achar niziris la'olam, umigaleach bein kalachas v'achas, umevi karban. Fine, he's a zeros forever, but it's every month he gets a haircut, he brings the karbanos. Bihashta deikal sfuke, tilikishu in ola vatsik niskavein, if he has something else in mind, mishigaleh pamachas, shuv lo yachol acheyavi karban, the karban, acheyavi karban, the karban in yacholahavi, the shem ola basik niskavein, lachan zeros, the karmaisi chulun bazara. Right, so mimanafshach, a person is stuck. So this is the general machlokes. The Gemara suggests between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, when a person says something and it's not clear what they meant, would they? Can we guess that they would be nichnas even into a situation of suffix? And that's what our Gemara says. That's what our Mishnah is saying. Titania. As the Brisa says, Titania hareni nazir amanash yehei bekriz emeyakur. Somebody says amanazir. Almanas, that there is in my silo 100 kur. Right, let's say somebody really sees it, he doesn't know how much is in his silo, right, his workers keep bringing it in, but he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's like, oh, it's a ton. You know what? If there's 100 kur in there, I'm going to be a nazir. And you go there and you check, and it's empty because it was stolen or it got lost. V'halach v'umatzo shenignav o'sha'avad. So is he a nazir? He doesn't know if at the time that he said his Kabbalah, was there 100 kur? So Reb Shimon Oser, Reb Shimon says, he's Oser in it, because Shesafik Naziris Lahachmir. This is a Safik Naziris, and will be Machmir regarding this. Reb Yehuda Matir Shesafik Naziris Lahakel, as we will have a number of times in this Pesachta. Reb Yehuda is Matir, because Safik Naziris is Lahakel. What's the Svara? We find in certain areas of Halacha, Safik Avel Lahakel. Safek Nazirus Lahakel. Why is Safek Nazirus Lahakel, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, exactly the reason that we just said? Because, what, we're going to be Machmir? So, what's the Chumrah? Safek Chulun Bazara. So, every Chumrah is going to be a Kula. So, that's why Safek Nazirus Lahakel, and that is what we hold, and that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says to explain this line. He goes to Maram Padua. B'taima, the Safek Nazirus Lahakel, mi pa'as she yesh b'Nazirus chiv karban, ukadesha lo yavi chulun lazara, via idna nami, the like a karban, gamke dino lahakel, to machar yibana beis amigdash, viyavi adavar lide kilko. Right, that's what it's going to have to bring the karbanas. So that's the svar for Safek Nazirus Lahakel, because as we, comes up many times in halacha, right, sometimes chumras lead to kulas. Says the Gemara. So that's the machlokes that is at issue in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, because our Mishnah says a person is nechnas, and we can assume that it's the mustard seeds and not large vegetables, and that's why we will be machmir in this case. Asks the Ran, not the Ran here, but where this Gemara came up last in our travels through Shas, in the Dharma Daf Yutessim and Aleph, why don't you at least bring the Ola and the Shlamim? Right, why don't you at least bring that? That's not a chulun bazar. I make it tonight. Right, if I'm a nazir, so it should be for naziris. If I'm not, it should be for a nedava. You can bring an olav and a nedava. You can bring a shlomo and a nedava. You just can't bring the chatas and a nedava. But the two out of the other three karbanas should work. And we paskin, as long as you bring one karban for the eved, zrika says I'm a one karban, it's okay. Right, so why don't we say to just bring one or two of the karbanos? That's the Ran, Yutessim and Aleph on the bottom, in Nedarim. Says the Ran, on a lachadchila level, the karbanos of a nazir is a package deal. You can't lachadchila only bring one. You're right, Bidi Evan, if you only brought one and he already drank, so then it's okay, because the Naziris is already finished, it's not so ser. But if to do that lachadchila, that's not what we do. The chitema says the Ran. Nehi dechadas lo matzi lasuye bitnai shein chadas ba nedava leisi ola v'shlamim. Bring the other karbanas. V'listi make a tnai im nazir ani hare elu l'chovasi v'im lav yehe nedava d'kaim alanim gilach al achas b'shlash dan yatsa. If you get your haircut after only bringing one, it's okay. Yesh lomar hani mili b'dieved. Aval lachadchila einu megaleach elam kein hikriv chatas ve'ola vishlamim hilchach les leitakanta l'nezirus haba al hasafek. That's the Ran there. If you look in Tosfos there and the Rush there, other pshatim are given. You know, maybe the isser is that you can't be megaleach. There's a safek isser of giluach harosh with payas other day is there, but that is that's relating to this Gemara there. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara suggests our Mishnah is a Machlokas Tanoim, reflecting the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Answers the Gemara, maybe not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Afilu Teim Rabbi Yehuda. We'd rather not box our Mishnah into one sheet of the Tanoim, because the Gemara doesn't limit it. So the Rav Yochanan says, no, the Mishnah could even be Rabbi Yehuda, reflect Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda who says, Savig Nazirus Le Hakel. Why did our Mishnah say that you're Machmir? Hasam Lo Nachas Leila Nazirus. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Savig Nazirus Le Hakel? When there's a question whether you became a Nazir or not. Then we'll be Mekel and say, okay, you're not a Nazir. But what if we know you are a Nazir? We just don't know how long your Nazirus is. Then you don't say Savig Nazirus L'Hakel. Savig Nazirus is just getting in the door. But once you're in the door, within Nazirus, you don't say Lakula, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hacha Nachas Leila Nazirus. Here, he literally went down. He has become a Nazir. But my L'Siluki Minei, with what can we remove him? Right? The language of the Shem Gubat says it is a Cheskas Chiyuv. There's a cheskes chiyuv that he is a Nazir. So you don't say Savig Nazirus L'Hakel within the world of Nazirus. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? It is a suffix whether he's a Nazir or not. Why? Amailo, what do you mean? Why is there a difference? Lechzei l'kupa, kilu melea kishun v'diluin, v'tevi le'takanta. Remember, what's the shiloh? We don't know whether to view this as melons or as seeds. So right when you finish the time for being a Nazir for the amount of melons, so now it's a suffix whether he is still a Nazir or he's finished his Nazirus. So it is a question whether he's a Nazir or not. It's not within Nazirus. Right when you finish, you're right. Right now, the first couple of months, so fine. Then you don't say, suffix lakula and he's not a Nazir. Of course he's a Nazir. Until he finishes that amount of time, if we'd fill his house with gourds. Amailo, lechzei lakupa kilu melea kishun v'diluin v'tevi le'takanta. And let him have a takana, and let him be a vade for that amount of time. Tasalka daitach nazirus hutakab ole. He accepted a nazirus, but right when you finish that, it's exactly like the other case. Whether he is mesupik. So we're back to the suggestion that maybe our Mishnah must be Rabbi Shimon's opinion and not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So answers the Gemara, maybe not. Rabbi Yehuda Savala Karebi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda. You know why we're saying this? Is Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, who in that source that we just quoted in the Brisa, he says, Savig Nazirus le Kula. Here in our Mishnah, he would hold like Rebbe, who said that these acceptances are one long Nazirus and not many different Naziruyos. Savala Karebi, Titznan Rebbe Omer, Ein Zem Agalech Achas L'Shloshim Yom. Remember the first part of our Mishnah? Rebbe said, if somebody says, I'm a Nazir like the hair, like the dirt, no, it's not many Nazirios, only if you use the plural lashon. Ve'ezuhu shemagalech achas l'shoshem yom ha'omer harealai Nazirus kaziyaroshi kafar aretz ukechol hayam. Right, and that is it. If you look at the mefarish here on the top, Rabbi Yehuda savar l'karebi da'amar b'masnisan ki amar reini nazir kaziyaroshi ein zemagalech achas l'shoshem yom mishum de Nazirus arichta kabal alei. Rebbe's opinion, unless you use a plural lashon of Nazirus, it's one long Nazirus. Ula olam ein lo takana. Shari saris rosha marubin mishtei chayav. So, you're stuck. Hachanami. Hareni nazir male hakupa Nazirus arichta kabbal olave. Right? It wasn't as we assumed. How many Nazirus did you accept? Right? The size of gourds or the size of seeds? No, one big one, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ve'enu megaleach, who may be carbon, besof kol shloshim. You're not megaleach, you don't bring a carbon at the end of every shloshim yom. Ve'kiva da'ahu cha neziris mashich, k'mchamale akupa, lo matzis amrit, delechze ki'ilu himalei kishuin. You don't say that, and when he finishes his neziris, he goes back. Why? Because maybe it's not true, Rashi, the Mefarsh continues, dilma paga la suya chulun ba'azara. You can't bring chulun ba'azara, even if you think you're finished, so you're stuck. So therefore, we link Rabbi Yehuda to Rebbe's opinion. Period. Says the Gemara, is that really true, what we should do? For Rabbi Yehuda, mi sarvala karebi? Do they parallel to each other? Rabbi Yehuda is always the one that says, when there's a suffix, it's one big acceptance. Right, we don't say it's separate ones, but what about the seifa of our Mishnah? V'hatnan, Reb Hareini Nazir, kiminyan yemos achama. Somebody makes the Nazir, yemos achama. So what did we say? He's a Nazir for 30 years, right? 365 consecutive Nazirios. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda, what the Mishnah brought Rabbi Yehuda as a proof? Maisa haya v'kiva shehish lemeis. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Yeah, and this happened. And right after they finished, he died. So one second. E amrit bishlama niziris kakabal alei. If we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds many different nizirios, he was makabel, hainu taima kiva shehish lemeis. That's the raya. He's bringing a raya for consecutive nizirios. That's what he holds. Ela'i amrit chada the nizirios kibal ilave. But if we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. If we say Rabbi Yehuda Eloi holds like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so then mihavi hashlama klal. How could you have a hashlama? What does that mean? If we say Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's one. There are different pshatim of what this line means. Tosfos says it means as follows. If we hold that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, that it's one big Naziris he was Makabel, then that's totally not a raya to what we were just talking about in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is trying to bring a raya that somebody accepts communion Shnosachama, so then he accepts 365 consecutive Nizirios. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yehuda is trying to bring a raya to that. But if Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's one big Nizirus, then it's apples and oranges. It's not bringing a raya to what we're trying to bring. We're trying to bring a raya to consecutive Nizirios. We're not trying to bring a raya to one big Nizirus. So therefore, if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, it's not going to work. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda must not hold like Rebbe. Why? Because it would be a Maisa Listar, according to Tosfos. Number one. Number two, the second day of Tosfos says, maybe it's a language issue. The language of Hashlama, Kivan Shehishlim, Hishlim sounds like many different Nazirios. You completed the process, not one Naziris. You want to use the Lashon of Hishlim, says Tosfos, if it's one big Naziris. That's the second day of Tosfos, right? The third line on top. Klomar nire nofel bo lashon hashlama. Shehirba nizirus. Shechivuhu chachamim. Kiva shehishlim osam mace. But if it's only one nizirus, what would be miyavi hashlama klal? Pirish be shayach be lashon hashlama. Right? The lashon of hashlama would not be the right lashon to use in that context. Number two. The Mefarish, though, has a different shot of this rejection. If he holds one, is it a hashlama? Look at the Mefarish, about two-thirds of the way. Dan miyavi hashlama klal, bishani de Rabbi Yehuda. In the years of Rabbi Yehuda, mihavi inish de chaye kule hai, would anybody live that long? He accepts, like what? Ki, shin samache pa'amim, shin samache yamim, 365 times 365, not 365 times 12. That's the question. If it would be one big, when you accept, if it's one big Naziris, 365, I accept, K'minyin Yemos Achama, like a minion, so the Mefarish is saying that that would be even more than anybody would be able to live. It would be 365 years, right? That's what you're accepting? A Naziris for that long? Nobody lives that long in the days of Rabbi Yehuda. So what do Rabbi Yehuda says? Oh, I saw somebody that finished that and then died. What, somebody lived for 365 years in the days of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says that's why it can't be one. It must be 365 times 30 days. Not 365 years. That's how the Mefarish learns. And some of the Mefarshim wonder, is that really true? Pashas, yes. When did these years end? The Ramban already writes on Chumash, right? After Pashas Bereishis, when we have those who lived into the 900s and into the 600s, and Noach also, but once you come to Avram Avinu, once you come, then you know, you get into the hundreds, but more than that, beyond that, is not what occurred, right? Even then, that's the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. All those people listening to Chumash, was that the norm, or were those unique and special? That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. On the Ramban on Chumash quotes that Machlokas, whether Misushelach and Namech and the whole list of 10 between Adam and Noah, did everybody live that long in those days? That's the, you might say, the Pashas. Like, it doesn't sound like it's saying anything unique. It's just describing, you know, what they lived. What do we say? No, those were unique and nobody ever lived that long. Those were special individuals. Okay, but what about in the days of the Tanam and the Amoraim? So nobody lived that long? So there are a couple of stories here and there that people did. So is it impossible? For example, Rebbe Preda. We other remember Rebbe Preda Gemara. Remember the Gemara in Ervin, Daf Nun Dalet, where we have the amazing Rebbe Preda who taught the student 400 times. And there was one day that the student wasn't getting it, and he says, "Why aren't you getting it today?" He said, "Well, you told me I have to leave right after shiur. I'm already, my mind is not at ease because I know." Amar le ha'idna maishna Amalei bidahi shaitet. Amalei lamar ika milsa de mitzvah aschoyla datoy. I can't concentrate. Right, you're ready. Right, v'chol shaita amina hashtekoy mar hashtekoy mar. I think you're going to leave any minute, so I can't even focus. So 400 times isn't enough. Amalei. So I prepared this as to him. Hav daitech faasilach. Sit down. I'm not going to leave. Don't worry. I'll teach it to you again. Hader tani le dalin meazimni achrini. Another 400 times. Nafka, and we think this isn't, this is a normal thing to do. It's not normal. Nafka baskala. A baskal goes out from Shemayim and says to Rabbi Preda, I'll give you a choice. Amrale, nichalach, delisvi lecha dalin meyashani. You want to live another 400 years? That's why it's important for us. O de tizki at vidarach la'alma da'asi. Or do you want you and your generation to all get olam haba? Without biting an eyelash? Amar Deniski Anavadari La Amadasi. Olam Haba for me and my generation. What do I need to live another 400 years for? Me and my generation. Amar Len HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Basco was talking up till now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tnu Lo Zuvazu. He gets both. He gets both. Meaning he lived 400 years. Amar Avchista. Okay, continue. Says some of the Achronim. So there is somebody that lived 400 years. Rabbi Preda. Unless you say, so I saw a quote where Reuven Margolis in one of his farim says, we know sometimes certain numbers in stories in the Gemara are exaggerated. 400 sometimes seems to be one of those common numbers used. Right? He had 400 barrels. He had 400 this, 400 that. So is this exaggerated? 400? It's unusual because here it doesn't just say the word 400 once. Sometimes in those stories it says the word 400, but it doesn't repeat it. Here it says it taught it to him 400 times, and when he didn't get it, he taught it to him again for another 400 times, and then the Basco goes out and says, you want 400 years added to your life. So this is even more difficult to say that, oh, it's Lav Dafka, it just means a lot. Just means a lot. Okay, maybe, Rav Magala suggests, maybe here it had said, in the original Gemaras, it had said Tough, which is 400. But maybe Tough is just an abbreviation for Tishim. Maybe. That's what he suggests. But a less exciting Gemara, if that's what it is. But then it would help out with this Gemara. Did nobody live? Others say Rabbi Yochanan lived a very long time. Big controversy exactly how long Rabbi Yochanan lived, because we know we have certain evidence. He died right after Reish Lakish died. We know there are certain Amoraim that he died before. So, but again, that's an interesting line of the Mefarish that, well, nobody lived that long in the days of Rabbi Yehuda. Was it nobody? Or was it just very, very few people? Okay, let's continue. So that's one rejection that Rabbi Yehuda cannot hold like Rabbi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of our Mishnah, brings a Raya, and Pashas, he's talking about many different Nazirios, not one big one. Va'o, then another Raya, right by the eighth line now, back to the Gemara. Mi sarva laka Rabbi, does he really hold like Rabbi? Va'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, we find other evidence that he holds consecutive, not one big. Hareni Nazir minyan hilketi kayitz. I'm a Nazir like the amount. Like the minyan, the amount of piles of the dried figs. U minyan shvile shmita. Or like the minyan of the paths during shmita. What do you mean the paths during shmita? Nyana de yoma, right? The Tosfos here says, where during shmita, the fields aren't planted, they're just overgrown and people walk through them. Right, and there are a lot of paths during the in the fields. So he says, "Kaminyan shvile shmita, monin aziras, kaminyan hilkadikaitzim, kaminyan shvile shmita." So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds many different aziras, not one big one. Answer: minyan shiny. If you say the word minyan, then everybody agrees to that. If you say like the minyan of, like we said at the end of our Mishnah, minyan, right? That means more. So even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, you normally would hold like Rabbi, not if you say minyan. Says the Gemara, does Rebbe also agree to that? Umishanele the Rebbe minyan, does Rebbe say that? Vahatanya. But the Tosefta says, related to the case of our Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kaminyan Yimosachama, Monen Aziris Kaminyan Yimosachama. Rebbe, that's the Brisa. That's the Tosefta. Kime Halavana, Mona Kime Halavana. Rebbe Omer, meaning the Tanakhama holds you count many different Nazirios. Rebbe Omer, Acha Yomer, Nazirus, Alai, Kaminyan, Mosachama, Kaminyan, Mosalavana. Again, Rebbe says, it's only consecutive if you use the plural Lashon Nazirus, even with the word minyan. So you see, Rebbe does not accept that the word minyan would automatically make it consecutive Nazirios. It's only if you use the word Nazirus. So the Gemara answers, Rebbe Yehuda, Sarvala Kavasi Bechada, Poligal Bechada, you're right. Rebbe Yehuda is linked to Rebbe only regarding one issue and not the other one. Savala kavasi bechada din aziris kibala kabbalalei, that he holds like him that This should be chada nizir, chada, right? The Bach changes it. Chada nizirus, right? If you don't say the word minyan, if you don't say the word nizirus, that is one nizirus, one nazir that you accepted. So he argues with him if you use the lashon of minyan. The Yerushalmi here has a suffix. What happens if you just say kminyan shana, yemos hashana? You don't specify which one, right? Our Mishnah spoke about chama. The Tosefta here speaks about both. The Yerushalmi has a suffix. What if you say kminyan yemos shana? Do you go by the lunar or the solar? Ma non kaimen im kaminyan yemos achama shin samachay nazirios kaminyan yemos achama im kaminyan yemos alavana shin nun dalan nazirios kaminyan yemos alavana, right? Im kaminyan not clear, right? The Yerushalmi asked that question. So what would you say? So we don't know what the answer is. So what is the Rambam paskin? Perak gimel halacha zayin. You go 354. You go by the shorter one, says the Rambam, and all the no se kelim wonder the Yerushalmi is bestopping. Right, what are you masubik for? So what did the Kesef Mishnah answer? Safek Nazirus Lahakel. He is a Nazir. But once you finish 354, like our Gemara asked before, now the question is he still a Nazir? Is he still a Nazir? So then, says the Kesef Mishnah, that's what the Rambam says, you go by the shorter amount. Vim Sasam, says the Rambam, Monesh Shloshmeos Va'arba V'chamishim Nazirus. One answer. What's the other answer? The Rambam himself gives another answer. Shahari bi'arnu shekot b'chol ha'nedarim holchen achar lashon b'nei adam. V'rov shnei achama shlosh me'os v'chamisha v'shishim yom monin la rov shnei levana v'chulu v'in korin kol ha'am shona stam elo l'shnas ha'levana. That was in the days of the Rambam. Right? Most people, when they say a year, they mean the lunar year. Nowadays, I don't know what the Matthias would be. Most people say a year, you know, depending where they are and what context they're talking about, you know, it could be a solar. But the Rambam's lashon is because that's what most people assume. That's what Mishnah Melech says. Forget 70 zeros lahakel. Just look at the Rambam's own lashon. Viter says the Gemara, two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Remember, there was no Tana Rabbanan in all of the Masechta Zedarim. So now we have a Tana Rabbanan and Nazir. Tana Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir, call Yimei Chayai. Hareini Nazir, Olam. If he uses either of those lashonos, all my life. Or a Nazir, Olam. Hareini Nazir, Olam. He's a Nazir Olam, meaning every month. Afilu mea shana, afilu elaf shanim. Ain's a Nazir Olam, el a Nazir le Olam. But if he's accepts to be a Nazir for 100 years or 1,000 years, then he cannot get a haircut every month. Because that is one big Nazirus, a Nazir le Olam, and he's not Megaleach at all. Tana Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir ve'achas. I'm a Nazir, and one. Monesh Dayim. Then you're two, because we assume that one is adding on another Nazirus. Ve'od, somebody says, I'm a Nazir, ve'achas, ve'od, mona shalosh. You have to be Nazir, three, that extra word, each extra word. Vishuv, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, ve'achas, ve'od, vishuv, mona arba. That's four. Every word gets you another one. Pshita, so what's the chiddush? Ma'u detema vishuv kikolu. Shuv means, and I repeat what I've done already. Meaning, Vahavile shis. You should be six. Shuv should be six now, because you have Nazir, Od, Achas, Od, and now Shuv means, and everything. Repeat. So you might say it's six. Kamash Melandolo. Kamash one, it is four, and it is not six. The Karen Ora wonders and assumes that this might all be Dafka Kedei Dibur. Dafka Kedei Dibur. And then he says, Viksas, he quotes the Shin Mukubetzes, who says, Dehua didn't have a Matsu Lameimar, Va'od, V'od last also. V'ksasa yanira d'dafka b'shuvhu. Tavisaka d'adach l'meimra ki kulu. D'achas levad imkena v'achra k'dei dibur. He gets into, it might be after k'dei dibur of the original one. So only v'shuv has, you might have had that havamina, not the v'od. Okay, look in the Shidu B'kubetzis. Let's finish up. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir, Sumchis Omar, Hein Achas. Somebody uses Lashon Hein, that's a Lashon of one. Digun Shtayim. In Greek, digun means two, and therefore that's two nazirios. Trigun, shalosh. Tatrigun arba. Wait, what's the chiddush? You can accept nazirios in other languages. Pentagon, chamesh. Pentagon. Chamesh, that's five. The other languages would work. Remember the chiddush gadol we had in Tosfos back on Daf Beis, where Tosfos said there's a difference between Lashon HaKodesh and other languages. Lashon HaKodesh, you can even be a nazir even if you don't even know what you mean. other languages you have to at least know, and have kavana what you're talking about. Tana Rabbanan, bias a goal, right? The totally different halacha, right? We're talking about other areas where you find these types of words. If you have a circular house, digun, or a house with two walls, trigun, a house with three walls, pontigun, a house with five walls, ina matami b'negun. Tumas negum is only by a house of four walls, normal rooms. Tatrigon, mitami b'negum, right, only a tatrigon with four, mitami b'negum, maitaima, why, lamatu omer, kir kiros, it says by Tumas negum, kir, it says later on by kir and kiros, which are number of walls, ulamatu omer, kir kiros, harekan arba. You have four lashonos of kir, and therefore that is the limit. After Shita Bukubetzes, what about sukkah? So why is sukkah kosher, even a circular sukkah, even a sukkah with, why it has to kir, right? V'gabi sukkah, the machsherin and agula, afagab, the darshin and basukos, hare kan arba, darshin and time, right, the sugya of yeshim l'mikra, yeshim l'misores, lo dami l'kiros tahacha, says the Shita. It's a huge sukkah. He says one line here, tucked in, he says it quietly. Lo dami l'kiros tahacha, to lashen sukkah havishach. What is the Shita driving at? What is the real definition of the halachic status of the sukkah? You're right, the wall, you need walls. But are the walls part of the conceptual chefsa shel sukkah? Or is it just a hechitimsi for you to put the schach on? But it doesn't take part of the, it's not part of the definition. That's what the Shita is driving at. By sukkah, the walls are there, but that sounds like it's not part of the definition. And it's really a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Machlokas, when we say there's an Isser Hana'a on sukkah, because it's huksa l'mitzvah, so does that include the walls? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Right, the Rambam says that chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, like the Gemara in sukkah on Daf Tes, is chal on the mechitzas also. It's also part of the chetzah shel sukkah. And the Rush in the first paragraph of sukkah argues. He says, "Hai da asiri atse sukkah, hai nu dafka haschach, aval atse tfanos mishra shari. The kol mai did arshina michag asukkah, hai nu dafka bischach, kidul kaman v'chulu." The Rush holds it's only, maybe like the Shilu Kubetzes here, right? Only the schach, that's the ikar part of the sukkah. While the Rambam says no, even the wall. That's the first Rashi. Rashi in that basin sukkah also. Rashi says, "Al shema schach kari sukkah." That's what Rashi uses that lashon. That also might be driving at this issue. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with the second paragraph of Masechta Nazir next time.